Hello, everyone. Today, the church celebrates Saturday of the third week of Easter, and our gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 6, verses 60 to 69. Many of the disciples of Jesus who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer walked with him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today's gospel passage revolves around the conversations that follow Jesus' statement that whoever eats his flesh and drinks his blood will attain eternal life. However, this statement was too much for some of his followers who left. In leaving, they were like the seed that fell on the path, the rocky ground, or among the thorns. Their faith just wasn't strong, and they lost interest in Jesus' message. After this incident, Jesus questioned the 12 if they would also leave him. Peter, in response, made a powerful statement of faith, saying, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." For someone with such a strong faith, there would be no reason to leave Jesus, despite the challenges, distractions, and difficulties that come with being his followers. For in Christ, we have everything we truly need. A prayer of St. Julian of Norwich might also be ours. I often begin my day with this prayer, and I have shared it before. God, of your goodness, give me yourself, for you are enough for me. And I can ask for nothing which is less, which can pay you full worship. And if I ask for anything else, always I am in want. But in you do I have everything.